Welcome to the Leadership Formula Podcast, where you will learn the secret sauce behind achieving massive success. I'm your host, Tracy O'Malley, multi-million dollar entrepreneur, your Enneagram expert, master performance coach, and mom to millennials. Do you want deep, meaningful relationships to wake up every day with purpose and make money doing something you love? Well, you've landed in the right place. Every week, I will teach you how to get exactly what you want in life by strengthening your emotional intelligence using a combination of the Enneagram framework, live life coaching sessions, and real talk from yours truly. It's time to transform yourself into the ultimate leader of your life. Let's do this thing. All right, you guys literally have been having like a 3.5 hour conversation before we hit record. And I am so excited for all of you to be introduced, if you don't know her already, to one of my closest friends, quite honestly. And you know, I don't throw that word around lightly. Seriously, my soul feels completely safe with this woman. And I knew, like, I prayed for her to come into my life even before she showed up. And literally a month after kind of like putting it out there that this is who I'm looking for, not just for me, but like my most important people, like my daughter. And Natalia Benson showed up. And I knew the second I was in her presence that this woman was going to be in my life forever for more reasons than I even knew, honestly.
Oh, as I bawl at the beginning, I'm like...
You're the best.
I'm so moved by that.
It's just...
I love you so much.
I love you too. Where she has become well known is in the astrology space. And you guys know I love astrology. And if you've ever done an Enneagram typing session with me, before we even dive into your Enneagram type, I always ask when your birthday is because I love to see the correlation. And I believe that any kind of awareness we can have to this roadmap of our soul, I think the more compassion we can have for ourselves and then for other people, and then we can really shine our gifts out in the world and do what we were called to do with this beautiful life we were given. And when I met Natalia, like, she speaks astrology like I speak Enneagram. She does. She doesn't just know it. She knows how to tell you how to integrate the tools of your astrology framework into your life and make sense of it in a way that it's like, ah, okay, and how to pivot out of it, just like I do with the Enneagram. She knew nothing about the Enneagram when I showed up in her life. And we were around a bunch of people who knew it. She's like, what am I? What am I? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. And I thought she was an Enneagram 6 when I first met her because she is really good about like troubleshooting, thinking outside the box. She's very good at collaboration. She's loyal. She's loving. But ironically, she is an Enneagram 3. And if you guys know the Enneagram, a 3 when they're growing looks like a 6. So I was pretty much on point because she is somebody that practices what she preaches. She doesn't just talk her talk. She walks her talk. And so we've been talking for hours now about our astrology charts and our Enneagram. And ironically, this was another cool thing. We're both Aries. We both have a Capricorn rising and we both have a Sagittarius moon, but we're different enough. And that has everything to do with our Enneagram. And also, like, I could be her mama. So there's that. Oh, Natalia, thank you for coming.
Goddess mom. Oh my God, babe. Thank you so much. We have had the best time. Like, I felt so just so blessed to be able to look at your chart and speak because you have given me so much in our relationship and our connection. So getting to just like share a gift, something I deeply love and that I'm very gifted with, like getting to share that with you today was just, oh my God, I was like, it fills me up so much. And I am blown away by the Enneagram. Like, wow, how cool.
Right?
How did I not know about this?
Well, you were wrapped up in a tool
that's
very powerful too. Like, seriously, the way that you made sense of my natal chart, I could exhale. It's like, okay, like even though I know my Enneagram framework, there's other powers, you know, in the universe that are driving who I am too, that I'm not always aware of, right? Like the Enneagram is powerful, but when we can combine these two gifts, my goodness. And for me to be able to receive your gifts says a lot about you, because you know, that eight, Enneagram eight in me feels very protective to not show weakness.
Totally.
And for me to be able to let you, and it's not just today, you've done it on several occasions where I feel safe enough to let you just pour into me. It's still uncomfortable, but like feeling very safe to let you use your gifts to help me step into what I'm freaking here to do too. And you do that for thousands and thousands and thousands of other people, including my beautiful daughter. She is a mentor, Casey, which that's what I prayed for. I knew that I was a good mentor for Casey, but you have enough woo and the astrology that she was passionate about where, like, can you imagine Casey having me and you as her two mentors? Like, seriously.
I mean, I think that's badass, and how crazy that we have the same astrology. And like, and our charts are very similar in certain ways, other than the outer planets because of the difference in the years. But I mean, and Casey is just, every time you talk about that, I literally get choked up. I don't know why. I mean, I do know why. It just touches me so much because one of the most, I'm very passionate about women in their 20s. I think I've told you this before, because my 20s were so, they just were filled with so much unnecessary suffering because I just didn't have like healthy people around me. You know, I didn't have women. And of course, it's all perfect. I truly feel like, not to bypass it, but like I do know that those relationships and experiences were perfect for me at the time for what I needed to grow. But at the same time, like I just knew, especially as I started to find more of my footing and more of my anchor in my own center as I got into my early 30s. I just knew I wanted to be what I didn't have. And so when you'd like talk to me, and Casey's obviously, I mean, she's just light years beyond. I told you this when we met, and I was like, she is light years beyond where I was at 25, but it's just so beautiful. Is she 25? Am I making that up? Yeah. Okay. But she blows me away, and I get so excited about what is possible for like where we're going because of women like her and just her energy and her heart. And then I'm obsessed with, I love teaching astrology. It's such a magnificent tool.
It is. And I think like why you are so beautiful and skilled and passionate about what you do is because when you see a Casey at 25 years old, you know what you would have died for at that age.
Yes.
For mentorship, for guidance, for wisdom, for love, for genuine fucks given for you, like without an agenda. And, you know, I was 28 when I got my first taste of what I'm doing isn't working, but I don't have this modeled for me in a way that will serve me.
Yeah.
And so why I very much am passionate about like the 28-year-old woman. Because that, like, I would have died for a me back then.
Yes.
And that's why I do what I do today. And that's why you are so good at what you do today. So how did you get into astrology? I know, like, if you guys go listen to her podcast, it's magical. Like, what you see today isn't what it was 15 years
ago. No. Oh, my God. No, not at all. Even five.
Yeah.
I always joke with people. I'm like, I literally just got my life together, like, less than 4 years ago.
I feel the same way.
It's very. You've had your life together. What?
Like, on paper, it looked all right, but like my soul was not at peace until about five years ago.
Me too. And I told you this today about our transit with this Pluto crossing our ascendant. I learned about that because, I mean, well, why else? Because you just look at your chart and start dabbling with things on the internet. You're like, what does this mean? And I remember seeing like that Pluto was going to cross my ascendant. And one astrologer, and I never recommend this, that's another reason why I have my astrology work and my certification, because I don't want people passing on fatalistic astrology. It's unhealthy. Like, none of like human beings, we have negatively biased brains. Like, we don't need any more negativity. We can go there easily. And the inevitable is the inevitable. Like, we know that at a very base level. But to be thoughtful, to be empowering, to be solutions oriented, to be curious and explorative, to me is what astrology, it's important because it's a powerful tool. And so I remember I had an astrologer basically scare the shit out of me about Pluto going across my ascendant. And I literally was like, am I going to die? Like, it was really bad. But I got really curious, even though I was scared, but I got curious to see what that was going to be like. And the reason I bring this up is because you and I both, Trace, like with our Capricorn ascendants, we've gone through like what very few people, because Pluto is the slowest moving planet in not just in astrology, just in the planetary system, takes 248 years to move around the entire zodiac. So we have a solar return every year, aka a birthday, because the sun moves back to the natal, you know, the place where our sun was the day we were born. Well, we will never have a Pluto return because it's too big on, it's too big of a journey, but we will throughout our lifetime have Pluto aspect us in unique ways and transit. But the thing is Pluto moves so slow. Like, it's interesting to see where it will traverse for you in a lifetime. So for us, the reason I illustrate this is because it is magnificently powerful. If you are a Capricorn or a Capricorn ascendant or any cardinal sign this lifetime, this Pluto moving through Capricorn is a really powerful deal, because Pluto is like the deep, deep, deep initiator of transformation. And it is not a cakewalk. I think we talked about this today where I was like, oh yeah, I was said invitation and I changed it. I was like, no, Pluto has requirements. Pluto doesn't invite you to do shit. Like Pluto requires that you transform, grow, look at your shadow. I mean, lots of things. It's very multifaceted. But anyhow, I just illustrate that because it's so fascinating to me. And it's interesting that you and I, we've been on very similar trajectories and even very similar timelines and our charts. And the reason for that as well is because our ascendants are very similar. I'm sorry, our ascendants are the same and our degrees are not too far apart. So it's just powerful. So how did I get into astrology? Was that the question?
Yeah. And why, like, for the same reason you're so passionate about using the tool of astrology as an integrity tool, because this is like, I've heard you, and it's the same way I'm so fucking passionate about teaching integration of the Enneagram, because if it's just, you're just throwing out information at people, like, they could take this really in a bad place.
Totally.
I mean, totally. This people's soul you're dealing with. And
oh, you know, it's so important.
Like, I knew, and I had the same experience. Like, when I was reading about my Enneagram type, I was like, holy shit, I'm an asshole. Like, I'm the biggest bully on the Enneagram. And I easily could have taken that and run with it. But because my soul was craving transformation, mm-hmm. I knew there was a tool and a lightness in this. And obviously the last decade, that's what I've used it for and taught it that way.
Yes.
And I know that astrology kind of made the same impact for you. Yeah, you had astrologers scaring the fuck out of you. But you witnessed, like, there's some light here that I can work with. And so what did that look like?
Backing it up a little bit to how I even came to astrology, because that's really fascinating. But I always use air quotes because I don't take myself very seriously, but like, I had my spiritual awakening when I was 19. And I really do consider it a spiritual awakening because I finally understood that I wasn't just a mind and a body. I wasn't just this like limbic brain. I didn't even know what that was at the time, but like, I used to live like I was just my, what I like to call now the mind body paradigm, where it's like, I'm a mind, I'm a body. This is my identity. That's it. End of the story. And a lot of people live that way because it's it probably feels a little safer, even though to me, I'm like, oh man, that sounds no thanks,
very,
but that's
black
okay.
And white. It's very, black,
very
and
black and white. A lot of people live in that space because it feels safe. I don't know, whatever their reasoning, everybody has their reasons. A lot of things are for safety, significance, certainty. And so when I was 19, I had a spiritual awakening and I just came to understand that like the universe was responsive and there was something, whether the word was God or universe or whatever, creative power, there was something engaging with me and guiding me. And I wish I could say, yay, that happened. And then we're good. I started my first business not long after that, ironically, my first creative business. And then I moved to Los Angeles and basically got into extensive drug use. And I was, because I was looking for my soul, I was looking for connection, I was looking for healing from trauma. I didn't realize that I had been traumatized, but I didn't realize I was carrying around all that gunk in my nervous system. But I basically moved to LA, got real into the partying. And my old issue was always faulty relationships. So I would just choose the worst. I just wanted to, I hope I'm not getting too personal.
That's how we roll here.
I was going to say, I was like, I just feel like you and I, we go so deep. I'm like, I just like, what? I can't not do that here. Like,
no, that's why they love this show. That's why they love it here.
But I think what I was always seeking was like to prove that my dad loved me. And my dad, although a beautiful person, he's a Scorpio. God knows his Enneagram. we can figure it out. He's pretty straightforward, yeah. But he was a Scorpio. He just didn't speak my love language. So the young me was always translating that as like, I'm not loved by this man. I don't have his love. I felt very emotionally orphaned in certain ways, even though now we're very, very close and I can see him as a person. But the younger brain, my younger brain and me did not have that translation. So the reason I backstory some of this is because when I moved to LA, got into the partying, all this stuff, I was in a relationship and that guy with a Gemini and he broke up with me out of nowhere. I was devastated. And so one day I'm sitting at the, I think it was called the Five and Dime Cafe in downtown LA with my friend Leah. And she was like, I was so distraught and upset about this silly relationship, looking back at it now. And she was like, she uttered a couple words that I'll never forget. And they changed my life forever. And she said, are you into astrology? And I was like, I'll never forget it. It was one of those moments where like Providence, you're guided by something. And so she got me into this website called Soul Garden. LOL. But yeah, it was called Soul Garden. And I started studying this guy, Christopher Witecki. He did my first reading ever. A couple months later, was the most money I'd ever spent on anything in my life. It was $150 for an hour long reading and it was on sale. And I credit that reading and those videos as the tools that absolutely woke me up to myself. And so even amidst the addiction and all of the stuff, this was my life. I was like partying my ass off, doing so much cocaine, so much alcohol, so many things. And then I'd come home high as fuck and I would watch Soul Garden because my soul, my soul was craving it. Even the drugs, like it wasn't because I was like this immoral human. It was because I was looking for something with depth. I was looking for something. And it just at the time I was doing it in a very unhealthy manner, but I don't want to say that's how I got into astrology, but those were my beginning experiences of exploring the system. Was like, I was just seeking and searching. And after I had that first natal chart reading, I was beside myself because I never heard anyone speak me to me, things inside my potential that no one knew about me. No one knew these things about me. They were things I knew about me at a core level. It wasn't like he told me and I was like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'll try that on. It was like, no, that it was my soul. And it took me many years. I now am a living, breathing, walking embodiment of my natal chart. But it's not because, like I said, it was like, oh, this is you. Go give this a go. It was like, no, this is your potential. And that's why I am obsessed with astrology. I love it. And I talk to people about it. If someone will listen, if someone speaks to me for 3 seconds and say something, I literally cannot help it. I will literally ask them their birthday. And then sometimes I'm looking up their charts. So that's really how I like really stepped into it. And it has just been, while now, you know, I mainly focus on the tools of empowerment, which are financial literacy and business, because that's my Capricorn in my chart. I love these things. I love tools for stabilization and empowerment. And my 3 definitely loves a little prestige. So we like to do all the things. But I really, now what anchors the money and the business work, it's always in self-awareness. It's always in the self-awareness that the natal chart offers and brings to you.
I love that you went as deep as you did on that, because I think when we hear trendy things in the memes, like, I love the memes, they make me laugh, like the Aries memes and the Enneagram.
Oh, they're funny.
They're funny. Yeah. But so often people will just take it as, oh, you're a this, or, oh, you're an Enneagram this. And
totally.
And they'll even do that for themselves, right?
Yeah.
They're only taking a small piece, but not executing the rest of the puzzle
yes.
for their greatest yep. good. And I think you had to have that spiritual awakening. The Enneagram came at me at a time exactly the same way. I mean, I was in rehab for abuse of alcohol.
Oh my God, isn't that a trip? Look at us. Our stories are freakishly similar.
And I think if I wasn't, I mean, and I've been searching since I was 9 years old on a bike, seeking it. I've been seeking it, seeking it, seeking it. It took me, you know, another 30 years to find it and like land here with the Enneagram as the tool that would help me.
Mm-hmm.
But it is also why, like, I will talk all night long if I have to help somebody see that. Cause I did a workshop with somebody, a group the other week. And one of the girls was an Enneagram 7. Casey's an Enneagram 7. And they get a bad rap of being flaky and flighty and unfocused and can't be taken seriously and all the things. And I remember this girl saying she was an Enneagram 7. And she'd been through some Enneagram stuff before with some other leader.
Yeah.
And instead of saying all the things that gives that 7 a bad rap, I'm like, do you realize that you are a visionary, that there is no stupid idea that ever comes out of your soul? You know, just figuring out how to create an environment and container where that fruit can flourish is
yes.
She goes, I have never been called a visionary in my life, and you just gave me full freedom to really embody that instead of embodying the darker side. You're like, yeah, we use the darker parts as a compass to kind of pivot us back into that.
Yes, exactly.
And I think in order for me to understand the power of the Enneagram and astrology, like, I always believed in the power of astrology, and you've like next leveled the fuck out of it for me between you and Casey, and finding the correlation between the Enneagram and astrology and how.
Oh, that was the coolest.
It is the coolest. You guys will have to listen to the podcast. I was on her podcast, and we kind of compared how the Enneagram and astrology kind of match up. And the
people are loving that episode. It's doing so well. And I learned so much when we were talking. It was just, I mean, just how it was just now is just, it's enlightening, and it's so magnificent. Like, I was telling Tracy for a moment before we jumped on, and I was like, isn't it so magnificent, like, to have these tools that help us understand ourselves and live better? Because when I really have come to understand my deepest why and purpose, it's always to make life better. Because first, my whole thing was, how do I make my life better? Because my life was, it just was no fun for a long time. It just was hard and sucky. And then I was like, how can I help improve my life? And now that's what I love, because it's like, we never have to stay. The beautiful thing to me about learning about the self and growing in a healthy manner, of course, we don't need to be perfect. We don't need to overdo it. But it's like, when we're growing in a healthy manner, which is like the ebb and flow of what I think our soul wants to do when we're here, it's like, it's just amazing. You can literally transmute any situation it might take time, but it's like when you understand yourself and you're willing to grow, it is just, oh my God, it makes me speechless. I love it. It's just why I'm here, I think.
And I think both of us had to experience that for ourselves, because in order to lead people from the most divine, effective places, you have to be able to lead yourself. And yes. I think I had to walk my journey in this tool. You had to walk your journey fully in that tool. So then we can now, like, I truly believe we teach what we need to remember all the time. Like, if I wasn't this in tune to this work, I could easily slip back into it. So the fact that I get to teach it and empower people with it every day really also helps me step and stay into my most authentic divine self as well.
Yes.
And when we can pay these gifts forward and, you know, set the soul free.
Before, yeah.
You know, because life kind of gets a hold of us and then we start masking the very thing that makes us amazing.
Totally. Totally.
And then the very thing that makes us amazing, we use in a dysfunctional way that creates wreckage in our life.
Yeah.
And I love when I see you speaking life into somebody. And I know that you feel the same way when I'm talking my stuff, when we can see the light go on in somebody else and they exhale. And there's this feeling like somebody gets me. Like, yes, you see me.
You and I are both messenger souls. Like we're sun and the third in our charts. So we're literally here to bring message. Like that's like what we do. And then our Mercuries are also there as well. Mercury is the communicator. Mm-hmm. It is the expression. It is the way we think. And the third house is all about message. It's really powerful because we both do that where we'll just channel something. Mm-hmm. And it's just so, and I don't want to say I've always been like that, but I think the Capricorn paired with that third house, I've definitely had an ability to really speak. I don't want to say I was being wise when I was like 12 giving advice, but I've always been able to like kind of hold space with people and like speak like a little bit of a higher octave into something and not even really know where it's coming from, but it's very, what's the word? I mean, it's very aligned and an integrity, but it's just like, it just feels so like healing. And you've been that for me. And I don't know that I've had a ton of people who've been able to be that for me. So it's really, that's really special.
And I think there comes this period. I was able to do it as a young child too, naturally, because that's who I am with all my components. Mm-hmm. Plus the environment I grew up in kind of reinforced that was necessary. But I think where you and I both got a little bit lost in the journey for us to find what we needed to in order to be who we are in the world today was the inability to do it for ourselves. Or we hid that part of us for ourselves, like whether we didn't believe we deserved it or whatever it was at the time. So you said that you feel like you really stepped into yourself and, you know, you are well-versed in this and have been using this tool for almost 14 years, right?
Yeah. Well, astrology.
Yeah.
About 10, because I discovered it when I was about 22 and then really started to utilize it 23, 24, and I'm 34 now.
So I found it 10 years ago as well.
Crazy.
Yeah. I had just turned 40. I was like, what the hell? Like a decade ago. And wow. I really also believe I've stepped into the full embodiment of who I am the last five, just like you. Mm-hmm. You know, you talked early on with me before in private about like you could speak life into people, but you didn't always do it as a business or you did it in a way that burnt you out or even people would take advantage of it. Because I can talk about the Enneagram all day long. I can sometimes break boundaries and like, give it all away. And there's nothing wrong with that. But like, if we're not honoring ourself and our process and our gifts, then we're not going to create more abundance in our life, right?
Totally. Yeah.
So where did the shift happen where you go from Natalia, the astrologist, to Natalia, the woman's empowerment, wealth, literacy, business coach, / with this astrology component? What was happening for you to make that shift and what wasn't working that you were like, okay, something's got to give here?
Oh my God. I mean, well, I did astrology all throughout my 20s. I did astrology and tarot. And I remember when I was, I think this was in 2018. I think I was 30. I don't remember. Some 2017 or 2018. And a friend of mine was like, she was very deep in her business. And she was actually a very new friend. She asked me to be on her podcast because a lot of people knew me through the astrology stuff. I wrote for Who, What, Where. I did their horoscopes for many years. And then I just really did the astrology thing on Instagram. Like that was just what I loved. And I always shared, and I did a lot of work with brands, but I was 30 years old, still having terrible money issues. I could barely keep to, like, I thought I was rich if I had $200 in my bank account. And when I was 30 years old and I said that to my mom, I'll never forget the look on her face. Like she looked, and I remember that was one of those like line in the sand moments where I just remember looking at myself in the mirror and being like, cause I was so ashamed because I was like, whoa, you're right. What am I thinking? But I was so afraid of money. I was so afraid of success. So I just played very small and I just didn't go full throttle into my potential. And so this was kind of a conglomeration of things, but my girl Amber, she was looking at my website and she saw, you know, tarot readings for $100 or astrology readings or whatever. And she was like, why don't you have like packages or just something where you're maybe making a little more? Cause that's why you have a corporate job, because you're not going all the way in. And I remember being kind of triggered by that, but I was like, fuck, she's right. But I was afraid to go into it. So the magic of 2018 was hiring my first coach, following the signs that the job that I was in was not for me. And finally, I remember one day I was rowing on the row machine at the gym, and I was about to quit my job. And I was like, God, if I could just make $5,000 a month, if I could just make $5,000 a month, I'll be okay. And to me, that was a fortune. Like literally that may as well have been $500,000 a month. But I prayed. And then an interesting thing happened that summer, because I finally left my job. It was a very toxic environment for me. And then I went full force into my business and into coaching. I had an interesting realization. I had already been making $5,000 a month for a long fucking time. But guess what? I spent every motherfucking penny. Yeah. So then I had a light go on where I was like, you're making money. You don't know how to handle it. Mm-hmm. And so I went to a 3-day seminar, money seminar called Millionaire Mind Intensive. What a great name. And it was free. And that was my second time attempting to go to it. Cause the first time I left, cause it was too good to be true. My subconscious like zeroed out and was like, get out of here. This is going to change your life, make everything better. You don't deserve that. So you should just leave. So I left. But then the next summer I was in basically exactly the same place. So this time when I went, I was like, I'm going full the fuck in. I was like, I'm threeing this. I don't know, whatever. I was like, I'm going in on this. And that weekend, hands down, between the inner work that I'd already been doing, the spiritual work I was doing on myself, the prosperity work I was already doing, because I was versed in the energetics like that. I've always, I don't want to say always, but that's definitely a more easeful place of me for me. It's usually been like the worldly stuff, like money management, stocks, like how to like manage your bank accounts. Like that for me was always like overly intimidating. And so there was this weekend where I fused these two parts of myself. And now that is my work. That is what I do. It's a trip.
So powerful, because the trap that a three can get into is they won't do something unless they can be the best at it sometimes. They'll stay in stuff too long just because they're the best at it, even if their soul is dying.
Yes.
Because the fear of failure is so huge for them. They'd rather just burn through their money and but at least whatever they're doing, they're great at it. But
oh, totally. That was me.
Yeah. So for an Enneagram 3 to take that leap into that, there's that scary moment where you're going to be messy for a little bit.
Yes.
And although you don't like that as a 3, and because appearances and achieving and,
yes,
you know, what you do and, yeah, how you show up in the world is really important to you, to have that messiness for a short period of time to play the long fucking game.
Yes.
You allowed yourself to sit in that. And for all my Enneagram 3s in this space right now that are listening, that are afraid to make a pivot and a move into what their soul wants, even though, like, on paper and in their bank account or in this personal development Instagram space, everybody thinks you're amazing, but your soul's dying. Mm. Being okay with not knowing and being messy for a little while is so important, because here you are, multiple million-dollar earner at this point. Like, you have $1 million a year business at this point, like 4 years later. Not only that, like, that's great and everything, but you also are paying forward a lot of your gifts, including with my own daughter, who is in her certification class. She has certified other coaches. She isn't just the horsepower. She's like the torque behind all these horsepowers moving forward, so that more people can experience the gifts. And, you know, you have a membership called the Magical Women in Money. Mm-hmm. And I think what you spoke so clearly about, there's a lot of women that are intimidated and are afraid to ask the questions about how to manage money, what to do with it, how to, yeah, be a good steward of it.
Yes.
Because they're so afraid of looking stupid, especially if they're an entrepreneur. Like, you're an entrepreneur, but you don't know how to manage money, then who the fuck are you,
totally,
right?
Totally, yes.
But I know that you provide such a safe, honoring place for people to really learn and embody this from their soul's place, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So how did that come about, like, that whole membership that is powerful, you guys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I just want to clarify something just to be in my integrity. But as a business, we have generated into the low millions, but we have yet to make $1 million in a year. But we were very close.
You're very close.
Yeah. Very, very close. I just want to make sure, because I'm like, when I celebrate that, I'm like, I want you to be like, oh, yeah. Okay.
I will.
We're celebrating. But no, it's so basically that my membership is, I think it's one, I mean, everything I'm doing in my business at this point is my deepest, deepest why. And it's serving what I didn't have. Even the way I certify coaches, it is serving what I didn't have. I fell into being a coach. Like, I didn't even know this was a thing. It just kind of was pulling all of my, because when I was an astrologer and a tarot and doing tarot, I was mentoring. I just used the medium of astrology and tarot. So then when I started coaching, I was like, why does this feel so organic and even better to me? And I was like, because this is what you've been doing for like freaking 8-9 years of your life. So it just made sense. And I don't know, like, when it comes to MWMM, it has been, like, just full transparency, one of the biggest. I have Saturn in my 11th house in my chart. Saturn is like a discipline, like an area of your life you have to be very disciplined. And it also might take you time to grow into it. Well, my Saturn space of discipline and patience is in the 11th house of groups. So working with groups has been such a, like, now I feel like I'm into a space where I feel so, so in my, like, I mean, just for lack of a better word, my power in the most heart-centered way with the way I guide. But it is definitely, over the years, been such a place of intense growth for me, learning how to move away from just solely one-to-ones and actually being a leader and really understanding how to work with group dynamics in a healthy, reverent way. So MWMM really birthed out of my desire to be what I didn't have when it came to money. And I talk about this a lot in my story, but, like, I just didn't have anyone who I felt spoke money in my language. Like, I had my dad, a CFO, CPA, like, just not understanding how I couldn't not get it. Right. And then Wells Fargo and, like, other money teachers, but I just was like, this isn't working for me yet. I started to find books like Jen Sincero, T. Harv Eker. Like I started finding books that were fusing kind of more the metaphysical with the practical. Mm. And that's where it all came together for me. And in my chart, I have Venus, the planet of money, in the second house of money in Pisces, which is the house of the soul. So it's kind of ironic that the energy I bring to money is one of healing, empathy, spiritual depth, subconscious work. It's literally in my chart. So it's just the marrying of all those things.
Oh my gosh. And you know, you guys, I fully encourage everyone, like what she just said about like the metaphysical, the spiritual, the soulful, combining that with your wealth creation and your wealth pattern. There aren't enough people bringing the two together because like financial and like all of that, really? Like I grew up with a financial analyst and, you know, so it was pounded into me. But really when I embodied the spiritual aspect, it's when I made ridiculous amounts of money. And
exactly.
Not only that, but I used it for good instead of abusive, the way that.
Exactly. That's important. That's important.
So you guys definitely go check out Magical Women Money Membership. And I have witnessed you in your calling, coaching, watching Casey in your certification program and the way that you lead and educate. There's no question that's ridiculous. You empower every question and every, like there's never, you could be in her presence learning about money and embodying all of the abundance that you deserve and desire for your life in a safe, healing place with Natalia. I fully, fully encourage all of you to join it for sure.
Yes. Come hang. We have the best time. Like it's just a place of literally like not to sound like, I mean, I don't really care because this is what it is. It is just a place of love, truly. Like there is so much connection and love, and it's really important to me. And this is something I've really dipped into even more powerfully over the years as I've become more secure in myself as a human being and as a just me. I may be just growing up, but just really making sure that the spaces that I create are anchored in the deepest sense of love and integrity and connection, because I think we need more of that. And I think doing vulnerable work, like healing your money, that's actually what I call it, is I call it money healing. I have a book coming out based off my course and it's called Heal Your Money, the Woo Times Practical Pathway to Financial Empowerment, because that's really how I teach. It's woo woo totally. And also very pragmatic. Like, well, the woo is, I don't want to say it's nothing, but it is, I don't think we're meant to be just all the way one or the other. Yeah. They're two sides of the same coin and they need each other.
And same thing with your Enneagram type. Like there's two sides to everything. And when you can leverage both, when you feel harmonious in all areas of your life, it's when the abundance comes in, you have the relationships that help you thrive and you meet people like soulmates, like my friend Natalia. Like seriously, this was a divine appointment for sure. Yes. And I'm so grateful that you came on and shared everything that you did. And we've spent like the entire afternoon together.
We spent the whole day together basically, and then decided to hit record.
Seriously, I love it. Where can people find you and just get into your energy and your membership?
Thank you so much for just having me, and I love you, and just you are magnificent, and everyone here listening knows and loves that you so deeply because of your, remember I said you were a nourishing presence, and you were like
that's the last thing people would have ever said to me a decade ago.
You're the most nourishing presence. It's so insane. So thank you for having me. I love you so much. So I'd love to connect with you guys. I'm very active on Instagram, just at Natalia_Benson. Website is just nataliabenson.com. And if you want to explore the way I work with money and the membership, it's just magicalwomenandmoney.com.
I love it, you guys. Go check her out. Your soul will feel so soothed. Just her voice alone, really, and the energy she brings to everything is just, honestly, I've only felt this safe with one other person in my life. honestly.
Oh, babe, that's and such an honor.
It means the world to me that you came and blessed not just me, but everybody that will listen to this. So I love you. You guys go find Natalia Benson and just give her love and let us know how much you love this and the impact that it made. You can screenshot this, tag me at Tracy_O'Malley. And as always, you guys, my goal is to help you become the ultimate leader in your life. I'm so happy you enjoyed the Leadership Formula podcast. Please help us spread the word about this show by sharing it with a friend and leaving a written Apple Podcast review. If you have any follow-up questions to this episode, you can DM me directly on Instagram at Tracy_O'Malley. You can also find additional resources on my website at TracyO'Malley.com. I'm excited to lead you into the next level of your life.